Title: Amen Variation in Ableton Live 12, Warp It Using Resampling Workflows Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one's for when you're done treating the Amen like a loop and you start treating it like raw material. We're going to take a classic Amen break, get it perfectly aligned, then warp it in musical but destructive ways on purpose. And the big move is this: we're not going to keep tweaking forever. We're going to print the chaos as audio, then slice it into a drum rack, so you can actually play and sequence your own break that locks with the bass line. This is modern jungle and drum and bass workflow in a sentence. Warp, process, resample, slice, resequence. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a great default. Now create three tracks. First, an audio track called Amen Source. Second, another audio track called Amen Resample Print. Third, a MIDI track called Amen Rack. If you want, add a simple bass MIDI track too, just so you can test the pocket while you build. And quick mindset check. Keep headroom. Don't chase loud. Try to keep your master peaks hovering around -6 while you experiment, because we're going to resample a lot and you don't want to pay clipping into your new slices. Now bring your Amen loop into Amen Source. Before you destroy anything, you have to earn the destruction. Warp it cleanly, click the clip, turn warp on, and check the segmented BPM. Live will guess, but you verify by ear. Then start on warp mode beats, because it's the most honest starting point for transient control. Here's the most important moment of the whole workflow: find the true downbeat you want as the start. Zoom in, put 1.1.1 exactly on the first kick transient, or whatever you consider the real Amen start for this clip. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. If you skip this, everything downstream feels vaguely wrong, and you'll waste an hour trying to fix it with swing or groove when the real issue is your anchor. Now tighten the timing with restraint. Add warp markers only where needed. Don't pepper the whole file. If you add too many warp markers, you're not tightening, you're creating micro facey weirdness and making the groove harder to control later. Your goal is simple. It loops perfectly at one bar or two bars, and it feels steadied against the grid. Quick warp mode intuition, because this matters later. Beats mode is for clean transient punching. Try preserve at 1/16th for classic control, or 1/32nd if you want that detailed. Youngly chatter. Texture mode is for crunch and time stretch artifacts. Grain size around 10 to 25 milliseconds is the sweet spot for that gritty, chewed up feel. Repitch is old school behavior, speed and pitch linked. Amazing for fills and tension moments. Cool. Now we're going to build a warp destruction chain on the Amen source track. This is pre-resample processing, meaning we're going to generate movement and accidents that we can later steal pieces from. First device, EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble that just eats headroom. If the break feels boxy, gently dip 250 to 400 Hz. If you need brightness, a small lift around 6 to 10k. But don't turn it into spray paint. You want detail, not sand. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not slamming the channel. This is about density and bite, not flattening the break into a rectangle. Next, compressor or glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transients still crack. Release auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This is just controlling the break so the resample prints are usable. Now the chaos device. Beat repeat. Interval 1 bar or 2 bars if you want fewer repeats. Grid 1/16th to start, then experiment with 1/32nd for that hyper detail. Chance 10 to 25%. Variation 20 to 40%. Keep mix around 15 to 35% so the original punch stays present. If you crank mix to 60 or 100, you'll get mush. Remember the philosophy: print the chaos, then slice the best bits. Then auto filter. Low pass 24 dB. Add a little envelope so hits open the filter slightly, just enough to animate it. We'll probably map cutoff to a macro later, but for now, just get moving. At this point you've got a break that's stable, but animated and slightly unpredictable. Perfect. Now we resample. Go to the Amen Resample Print Audio track. Set audio from to Amen source. Post effects. That way you're printing exactly what you're doing to the source. Alternatively, you can choose resampling if you want to capture the whole session, but for this workflow, printing just the Amen source post effects keeps it cleaner and easier to manage. Arm Amen resample print. And now record 8 to 16 bars while you perform tweaks. As you record, Change beat, repeat chants and grid. Swap the clip's warp mode between beats and texture to get different flavors mid-record. Sweep the auto filter cutoff. And here's a spicy move. Automate clip transpose by plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones for tension. Just be careful with pitching if you're planning to keep the kick low and stable. We can do pitch wild everything else later. Do multiple passes. That's not optional if you want a real kit. You want at least 3 prints. A tight one, a shredded one, and a swingy or dragged one. Name them like Amen Print Tight, Amen Print Shred, Amen Print Swing, so you don't lose your mind later. Extra coach note, consider printing clean timing and feel timing separately. Do one pass that's hard aligned to the grid, like a utility print. Then do another pass where you intentionally offset one or two warp markers, just a touch, to create push and pull. That second one becomes your character print. When you slice them into separate racks, you can do this amazing hybrid thing. Tight kick from the clean rack, lazy hat from the feel rack. That's where groove becomes designed, not accidental. Also, there's a two-stage resampling approach that keeps you in control. Stage 1. Resample the warped Amen with minimal effects. Basically alignment plus warp artifacts. Stage 2. Take that print and do the risky processing like beat repeat and echo Y modulation. That way you get consistent slices you can program, plus chaotic textures you can sprinkle in. Best of both worlds. Alright, now we slice. Pick your best 2 to 4 bars from a printed take. Highlight it and consolidate. Control or Command J. Now you've got a single clean audio region. Right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients. Create one slice per transient. Use the built-in drum rack preset. Now you have an Amen rack with each slice on a pad. This is where you stop being someone who edits breaks and you become someone who plays breaks. Do a quick cleanup pass inside the drum rack. For noisy slices, you can use a light gate or just shorten simpler as decay. And here's a teacher tip. Slice length is groove, not just cleanup. Short hats and ghosts make the groove feel faster without changing timing. Slightly longer decays on kicks and snares can glue into bass sustain and make the pocket feel heavier. Use decay like a rhythmic parameter. Now, commit to a snare authority rule. Pick one snare slice that is the boss. That snare always lands on 2 and 4. Everything else can be messy. This one decision is what keeps the bass line relationship stable, even when the rest of the break is mutating. Let's program a 2-bar MIDI clip on the Amen rack. Start with the anchors. Put your authority snare on 1.2 and 1.4, and the same in bar 2. Now add kicks, but leave holes for the bass. Try a kick on 1.1, then maybe a lighter kick or ghost on 1.1.3 or 1.3.3. Don't force the classic pattern if it fights your bass phrase. In drum and bass, the pocket is the arrangement. Now hats. You can program 1/16th hats, but don't make them all the same velocity. That's how you get typewriter drums. Build velocity architecture, maybe 40 to 90 as a range, with most hats living lower and a couple accents higher. A lot of role in advanced D&B is microdynamics, not extra notes. If your bass line is busy, reduce ghost velocities instead of deleting notes. Your groove stays alive, but the mix clears up. For groove, you've got two strong options. Option 1. Extract groove from the original Amen and apply it lightly, like 10-30%, so it doesn't get drunk. Option 2. Use an MPC-style swing from the groove pool, again subtly. Then manually nudge a couple ghost hits earlier by 5-15 milliseconds for urgency. Just a couple. Small moves. Big feel. Now let's make it bassline ready, because that's the whole point of this lesson, being in the basslines area. Your bass groove is only as good as the drum pocket it locks to. On the Amen rack track, at EQ 8 and cut the lows. Usually you'll high pass somewhere between 80 and 120 Hz, sometimes even higher, like 120 to 180, if you're going for that neurotightness where the bass owns the weight. If the break is fighting your reese in the low mids, try a small notch around 150 to 250, then sidechain, but choose your direction thoughtfully. Classic approach, put a compressor on the bass, sidechain it from the Amen rack. Fast attack. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1, just 1 to 3 dB of ducking. Enough for the drums to speak without the bass feeling like it's gasping. Alternative approach for certain rollers, sidechain the drums from the bass, very subtly, so the bass phrase stays consistent and the debris ducks around it. Test both and pick what keeps snare clarity while preserving bass sustain. Now, variation and arrangement. Because a 2-bar loop is cute, but jungle gets boring fast if the break doesn't mutate. Here's a simple 4-bar evolution idea. Bar 1. Your cleanish main pattern. Bar 2. A micro fill at the end, like the last 1/8 or 1/4. Bar 3. Swap in shredded slices from your resample, maybe to stutter cluster. Bar 4. Drop hats for half a bar, let the bass dominate, then slam back in, and do it efficiently. Duplicate your MIDI clip across 8 bars. Every 2 bars, replace just 2 to 6 hits with alternate slices. Don't rewrite the whole thing. That's the secret. Minimal edits, maximum perceived evolution. Classic jungle tension trick. Add 1 or 2 reversed slices right before snares. Just make sure those reversed bits are high-passed so they don't introduce surprise low end and wreck your sub. Now some advanced variation tactics you can steal immediately. Call and response slicing. Make 2 1-bar clips. Bar A is the main pattern. Bar B is identical except you swap only the last 2 to 4 slices, usually the turnaround, with more shredded hits. Then chain A, A, B, A, or A, B, A, C. Movement without chaos.